Welcome to HorrorFatale.com Almost Live, where sarcasm goes to the movies and snark watches TV, with your hosts, the Horror Fatale and the Diva Mummy.
Welcome to HorrorFatale.com Almost Live. I'm your host, the Fatale, bringing you a week's worth of horror news, reviews, recaps, and information. So, this week, we're going to start a little differently. Let's get some housekeeping out, shall we? If you are liking or waiting on me to get better at this, please like, subscribe, and give us a rating at either iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this podcast on whatever platform you use. Also, you can follow me on the socials, Twitter at Horror Fatale, Instagram at The Horror Fatale. So, there we go. This week, I want to talk about a couple of things. So, let's start with some horror community news is what I'm going to call this segment. Stranger Things Season 4 officially was announced on Monday. It's been renewed for a fourth season. Yay! And from the looks of the teaser, they're going to take the show from Hawkins to wherever it was the Briars were moving to in the last scene of the Season 3. And most likely would involve them, we'll get to see a bit of Russia too. I'm not going to post a teaser, you know, on the site or anything because it's on YouTube and a lot of other places. It's not that exciting, I hate to say it honestly, because it's just a teaser and it's basically just letting you know that they're coming back. So there's not a whole lot to post and waste a whole post in doing that. They didn't give us enough information to really analyze it. I really like Season 3. I like Season 3 better than I like Season 2. So hopefully they can keep up the momentum from Season 3. It'll be interesting if they bring how they'll fit those characters into it. So that's coming up in Season 4. I didn't say when it was going to debut, but it'll definitely be 2020 for the huge. Also, HDNet Movies announced their lineup for their third annual 13 Nights of Halloween. And that airs October 19th through the 31st. Every night at 9 p.m. Eastern, they have like a block of different cool horror movies on that channel. This year, they're going to do a Living Dead marathon. And this is what I'm really excited about because everybody's favorite internet bae, hot ass Keanu Reeves, is going to be featured in a double feature one night. You know, I think it's going to be The Watcher. And probably Devil's Advocate, because those are the only two horror movies I think he was in. Unless you count The Gift. I think you kind of could. So, but they, you know, I think it's going to be The Watcher and Devil's Advocate. And I will post that for sure on the site. And also my personal fave, they're going to have a Vincent Price trio. Love me some Vincent Price or whatever. And they're going to do his Poe's movies, you know, all his Edgar Allan Poe movies. They're going to do The Fall of the House of Usher, Tales of Terror, and The Raven. The Raven is a must-see. Love Vincent Price. So watch the site and Twitter and Instagram because I'll be posting the full schedule and I will try to keep you guys updated on what's airing what night the closer we get to the 19th. That means let's watch some TV, shall we? We got a lot of TV to get to because I've watched a lot of TV. I cannot tell you, I've watched a lot of TV. Anyway, let's start with American Horror Story 1984, Episode 3, Slash Dance. The full recap is up on the site, so I'm not going to go all the way into it. You can read for yourself, but I want to just do a quick rundown. They had twist after twist after twist after twist after twist. It was so crazy. But entertainment is all hell. It was so good. As you know, they brought in Richard Ramirez as himself, playing the serial killer that he is. And Mr. Jingles is also running around in the woods as well. Well,
spoiler alert.
Montana reaches out and kisses Rich Ramirez and says, "Why haven't you killed her yet?" Uh-oh. So, okay, don't pull for Montana because she's a part of it. We also found out that Nurse Rita is not Nurse Rita. Okay. Turns out Nurse Rita, I didn't even catch her actual real name, is a psychologist who's been studying serial killers. They flashback like 2 weeks ago. And she'd gone to the asylum and visited with Dr. Loomis, the Dr. Loomis character, the lady that got killed last episode. And she wanted to meet Mr. Jingles because she'd met Ted Bundy and a whole lot of other serial killers. And, you know, basically she did talk to him. And what was cool about the Dr. Loomis character, the Karen Lewis, they did a tremendous callback. They had her to quote the Evil Dead Eye thing from Halloween. It was perfect. But anyway, so not Rita, not Nurse Rita, goes and talks to Mr. Jingles, and just, he holds her hand, tells her hands soft, and, you know, it was just crazy. She basically planned his mastermind, his complete escape from the asylum and how he got to the woods. So you can't pull for not Nurse Rita either. So it's going to be crazy. I'm really thinking the person on Twitter that said it was going to be Freddy versus Jason, I really believe that's what they're going to do, because both of them in the woods at the same time. Two serial killers. This shall get interesting. But we're also down to our first major loss from the Scooby Gang, and that was Ray. And we got Ray's backstory, and I gotta say, they did a really good job of making him so unsympathetic with his actions, his previous actions, that when he does die, you're kind of like, okay, well, good. But basically, I really enjoyed this season, and I hope you are too. Drop down in my comments on the site or at Insta or on Twitter and let me know your thoughts. Next up, we have episode 2 of Creepshow. There's also the full recap of that on the site on horrorfortale.com, where you can get all the information about it, the trailer. And if you're not a member of Shudder, and I would suggest you at least get the 30-day trial. You can catch a few episodes of it. You know, Shudder's really a good thing to have. Just no pressure. But anyway, the second episode aired, and again, it was two vignettes, Bad Wolf Down and The Finger. It was really hard this time for me to pick my favorite segment from the episode, because they did a really good job with this particular episode. They did a really good job last time too, but this one was really good because this one was classic horror. Classic horror.
Spoiler alert.
In Bad Wolf Down, it was set in World War II, which was really cool, and it's always really cool. I don't know, something about World War II and, you know, them being abroad in Germany with the Nazis, it lends itself to just classic horror. And we got werewolves. So that's why it was really hard to pick between this one and the second one. Also, before we leave Bad Wolf Down, pay close attention to my boy Kid Cudi, who is becoming my new fave or whatever. He may be bae. I'm not, I hadn't decided yet. Anyway, He was in this episode, as was horror icon Jeffrey Combs. I tweeted about him in my tweet when I discussed the episode, and I'm not sure anybody got what I was doing. He played a Nazi, so I said they threw him in Das Boot, and that's really not correct. I haven't taken German in a very, very long time, but Das Boot means, it literally transfers to in the boat. That's not technically what I meant, but anyway. The finger was the second part of the episode, and I gotta say it might have been my favorite just because it was silly as hell. It was just a lunatic segment of it in true creep style manner. But you have to stick around for the ending. It was a little bit too meta for me. I don't really like movies when they look at the fourth wall, when they break through the fourth wall, as they call it, and they're just constantly talking to the audience. But it helped, and it made sense in this particular part of the episode. And it stuck the landing. Just put it that way. It stuck the landing. I don't want to spoil you, but you'll find yourself with a big question. Is this really happening, or is this going on in Clark's head? So, and they do just enough to make you wonder which is which. Love that kind of stuff. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
At first, it was just a small spot, just a bit of dry skin. Then it spread, and it kept spreading.
Everything okay?
The outer layer of your skin is aging and dying at an extreme rate. Now I can crumble it off like dried leaves.
Can't skin be transplanted?
The body might reject the new skin.
I can't take it anymore.
I can replace it with healthy skin. Skin from other people.
I love you.
So what now? I want to live.
What you just heard was the trailer for the film Replace, that's directed by Norbert Kale, written by Richard Stanley and Norbert Kale, and it stars Rebecca Forsyth, Lucy Aaron, Sean Knopp, and genre icon Barbara Crampton. We rated this film 2 stars. It should have been better. It is a gorgeous film. You will see it and you will love it. It's shot very, it has this really dewy tint and filter on it. It's really a pretty, pretty film. What I did like about it was that part of it, the aspect of making it really pretty and being such a grotesque thing that the actual lead character isn't engaging in. That's a very good contrast, and I'm sure that was on purpose. The film is about Kira, who, I mean, she's young, she's beautiful, but she has a weird dermatological disease where her skin ages rapidly. And I really think they shouldn't say ages. It really dies. But what she discovers is she can replace her skin with that of other girls. So with her, you know, her lover, they plot to murder these other girls. They lure them in because they're pretty. And so when they get them there, they kill them and take their skin and replace her skin with that. But it comes back and she has to do it repeatedly. Barbara Crampton plays her doctor in it. And she goes from being a doctor that's helpful to actually trying to turn it into the villain of the film. I wanted to love this movie because, as I said in the review, which you can read at horrorfortale.com, it's very Bathory, very Lady Bathory, and that bring them and I'll take their blood for my youth. It had that whole appeal to it, but the problem in it was just so, so slow. The pace was really slow. And I guess that would be okay, but it was something about the dreamlike surrealness of the way the film is shot. And the slow pacing made it boring. And it shouldn't have been, because like I said, it's very grotesque and there's a hell of a lot of death in it, but it didn't hold my attention at all. And it could have just been me having an off day. I would say watch it when it comes. Well, it's on video on demand right now. If you have a streaming service, I would say wait for your streaming service to watch it. I know that's a really bad thing to do, to say, but I don't know about actually paying for this film. And I feel really bad saying that because, once again, the acting's not bad. I think they were doing what was on script. And it just didn't translate well to the screen. Happens. Well, I think that's it for this section. I'm going to come back on Thursday with a whole nother episode because I have more to do and more to tell you guys. It's Halloween. It's a busy month for the horror genre. I feel like this was not that great of an episode. I'm trying to get better. I apologize. And I also heard a lot of feedback in my headphones, but I am not going back to record all this all over again. Sorry, not going to do it. So you just have to deal with it. You can also drop down in the comments and let me know if you hear the feedback or it's just in my headphones. So we'll be back on Thursday with another episode. Aren't you lucky? Thank you guys. Be back soon.
To wash again.